Colin Cooper went through, popped the ball over the bar, two men coming at him, one collided with him. Colin Cooper's gone down injured now inside in the big square because he got it built just after the ball was kicked over the bar. There was a collision between him and the Castle barman and he's down injured.
Colin Cooper is out of the game.
He is, yeah.
He's gone.
That was disappointing initially, Joe, of course, for everyone concerned, for Colin especially, because you know, he was the captain of the team. He was coming off a fantastic season in 2013, and I think we were all looking forward to seeing how the experiment at centre forward was going to develop further again in the second year of it.
Still James, tight angle, James O'Donoghue over the bar. Kerry are flying at the moment. James O'Donoghue makes it 9 points to 3.
He's tearing the cock captain Michael Shields to shreds. The ball had been brought out, of course, to the 14-metre line. It's 1 yard inside from the sideline. On the 14-metre line, the linesman picks up the flag. Brian Sheehan is like, well, if he kicked this over the bar, he'd have to curl it like Tiger Woods with a drive. Watch this, Kerry.
If you hear the shouts on this one, you'll hear it all the way to Croke Park. This will be some kick if he can land this. I wouldn't rule it out. I've seen him do it. Sheehan curling.
What a kick. Brian Sheehan, the king of kickers.
Oh, it's still big. I mean, you know, the lads at the end of the season are going to look back and say, what did we win? And, you know, there's four competitions we're in. We're in the McGrath Cup, we're in the National League, the Munster Championship and the All-Ireland. And, you know, obviously the Munster Championship would probably come second to an All-Ireland. But it's a very important medal for some of our players. The likes of Stephen O'Brien would have been his first Munster medal at any age group.
This ball in, Morden does. Donaghy's gone in full forward. Donaghy has it. Kim Donaghy, a goal, surely goal! James O'Donoghue! Kim Donaghy with the catch, and James O'Donoghue with the goal.
Brilliant goal by Kerry. Big long high ball into Donaghy, and fair play to you, Kieran Donaghy. You're a star. Got the ball, turned around, gave it to James O'Donoghue, and the Legion man, as he's wanted, he blasts the ball into the back of the net.
Oh my God, we'll never stick it. 2 minutes to go. A 1 point game. 116 to Mayo, 115 to Kerry. It's all to play for again. Dull Vaughan took a lot of steps. This to wrap it up. Tom Cunniff high, and Tom Cunniff has put in wide.
One more chance for Kerry, surely, from this kick out. Brian Kelly, this is the most important kick out you've ever done. Get the ball out here to your left. Get it out to the men who are loose. Don't bag it out to the middle of the field. You have loose men outside you. As Shane Inright is loose on your left, look over here and get it out to him.
3 minutes. There's time. Barry John Keane has it in the far side. In it goes to Killian Young. Back to Barry John Keane. Kerry need a point to level it. Paul Murphy. Kerry cannot lose this ball. Killian Young, 80 yards out from goal. Still Killian Young. Back to Paul Murphy. They cannot afford to make a mistake. He's fouled, but it's 80 yards out. It's too far out for Brian Sheehan, Weezy.
Yes, is it too far out by him? Yeah. Should he have a go at it?
Morden takes it quickly. Declan O'Sullivan out here at wing forward. Still 80 yards out from goal. Now make it 60. Now make it 40. 45. Paul Ganey, the runner upside, is Mark Shea. Mark keeps it in. Mark plays it back to Fionn Fitzgerald. Fionn Fitzgerald, there must be a loose man. Kieran O'Leary. Kieran O'Leary.
Kieran O'Leary.
Sides are level in Croke Park.
It still gives me goosebumps when I see that shot going over the bar. If I see the clip back, because like you said, it took courage, but it was just you know, it was a captain's shot. Kieran's our captain. He'd come on. He was, you know, he was a man in a mission. He was going to make an impact. He'd players outside him calling for the pass. Declan was outside him, and I'd say there was someone outside Declan again. And it was like a good shot. It was straight over the black spot. There was no doubt whatsoever it was going over, and it was a courageous shot to take on, but it was the execution was brilliant by Kieran. And you know, I was delighted for him, because he was a fantastic captain in 2014, and to make such a massive contribution coming off the bench was huge for him personally as well.
Morden goes for it. Grabbed well by David Morden in the middle of the field. Surely, referee, he's fouled. Oh my God, referee Cormac Riley. Now he gives the free to me. Mayo, to me it was a free first time.
Oh, David Moran was pulled. He was pulled and he was dragged. And this is going to be free in for Mayo. It is right on the 45-metre line, 2 yards inside from the sideline, to our goal in the left, and the goalkeeper is coming up to kick it. Remember Stephen Cluxton in the All-Ireland final when he beat Kerry with that kick of the last kick of the game. This will be the last scoring opportunity, Gary. The goalkeeper on the 45
to win it.
2 yards inside from the sideline, kicking it, made for a right-footed kicker.
Just to win it. Three cameramen behind him, four of them. One of them is Cahar Savine, Stephen McCarthy. This to win the semi-final, folks, because time is up.
I was standing right behind it, in fairness. I had a great view of it, and we did feel, it wasn't a free in the first place, but with all the giving out that they were doing about the referee afterwards in Mayo, that definitely wasn't a free. Dave Moran should have actually got a free just before that, in the lead into that incident, but he, in fairness to Henley, he caught us on the money, but we felt it would have to be a serious kick, no more than Brian Sheehan's the previous day in Croke Park, that it was going to take a special kick to get it all the way. And but like you said, from my vantage point, it was straight between the posts, it was on target, it was a good kick, but just didn't quite have the legs. And again, Kieran was back there, Kieran Donahue was back there, and Shamey O'Shea tried to get a flick in it over the bar, and Kieran blocked the flick, like, so that was a huge intervention as well, and it was a very important contribution. And it was full time after that, obviously, and we won the game in extra time. But if they got a point off that incident, it was game over, ball burst.
Robert Hennelly, 3-11 to 3-11, high, looking good, it's high, Donahue's under it, held inside. Is there a Mayo man? The referee says all over. We're gone to extra time.
Oh my God, a great kick by the goalkeeper. It landed right under the crossbar. Kieran Donahue was there, caught the ball, came out, the referee blew full time. Extra time, folks. We are absolutely weak here with the tension and with the excitement. 3-11 each.
Oh, Mayo are gone off. Kerry are going off. We'll have extra time. We won't be home till 2 o'clock in the morning, will she?
The crowd rise to both teams, Gary. What an enthralling game of football.
No one deserves to lose.
No one deserves to lose. And listen to me, nobody might lose it here today.
We might be going for another day.
We might.
This is Jonathan Lyon going through with the outside of the right boot.
Yes.
That's a point from Jonathan Lyon. Away goes Aidan O'Shea from Breffy. Away he goes. He's made a good 50 yards of a run. Still O'Shea. Great shoulder from Mark Griffin. He absolutely upscuttled him.
Aidan O'Shea went through. Mark Griffin came out. He hit him a welt of his shoulder and upscuttled the 6'6" Mayo man.
Mark O'Shea. Paul Gainey with the kick, and Paul Gainey with the point, and Kerry lead by 2.
Oh, wonderful kick by Paul Gainey. His man was hanging off him, he was dragging off him, he got on his right leg, but it was all made by Anthony Maher to Duan and out the middle of the field. Wonderful play by Maher, went into Gainey. Gainey got inside his man, got the right leg, popped the ball over the bar. 3:15 to 3:13.
Kerry are 4 minutes away from the final. Still Declan, 2 shoulders taken. He releases Jonathan Lyon. This for the third point. Jonathan,
yes!
Over the bar from the land from Killarney Legion, and Kerry lead by 3. 3:16 to 3:13. Wishy Fogarty is dancing a jig of delight. The referee looks at his watch and the referee says it's all over.
Ireland final.
Kerry are through to the final. 3:16 to 3:13. Emotional scenes in Park de Gael.
Look at the scene. You think Kerry are after winning All Ireland?
There are thousands on the field in Park de Gael.
There are people jumping and they're dancing and they're singing and they're crying and they're throwing their arms around each other. The green and gold. What a wonderful. This is as good a Kerry victory as I have ever seen in all my years going back to 1955. A wonderful victory. And the crowd now, massive. They're still pouring onto the field.
A sea of green and gold. There are grown men crying down there, I can tell you.
And they're chanting Kerry, 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 Kerry.
What it means, folks, is that Kerry are through to the All-Ireland Senior Football Final on the 21st of September, and they will face either Dublin or Donegal. We could stay here for another half an hour, folks, but that is it from us here on an epic day in Park na Gael in Limerick. The All-Ireland Senior Football Final of 2014 is underway in Croke Park, and away we go! goal. Ball is dropped straight away to a Kerry man, Paul Murphy, to Donica Walsh. Kerry defending the Hill 16 in the first half. Stephen O'Brien rounding player number one, holding on to possession. Poor pass to Donica Walsh, and it's cut out for the first time this afternoon, and out come Johnny Gall and Leo McLoon, who's wearing 11 but away back in the back line. Frank McGlynn into the middle. It goes to Carl Lacey. The matchups, as I said, will be very important. We'll keep an eye on him in the next 5 or 10 minutes. And the ball is fumbled in the middle of the field there by Oran McNeilis. Back with Kerry, slipping and sliding by both sides at the moment. Paul Murphy gives it back now to David Morden, approaching midfield. Morden in line definitely for an all-star this year, you would imagine. Morden gives it to Stephen O'Brien, who's moved from right to left. O'Brien with the first kick in anger. High ball inside, gathered inside, and a goal! A goal for Kerry after 50 seconds from Paul Gainey.
Paul Gainey, a wonderful goal by Paul Gainey. High ball came into the square. Paul Gainey was inside. He was standing. His man was like a statue. And the Dingle man caught the ball and turned around and just rolled it nonchalantly into the back of the net. Past Durkin, gave him no chance whatsoever. We spoke about a good start. We wanted a good start. By God, we have a good start.
Oh, bad kick out. Kieran Donaghy, goal surely. Goal!
Goal!
A goal for Donaghy. And what a massive mistake by Paul Durkin.
Oh, what a goal by Kieran Donaghy, the star. Goalkeeper kicked the ball straight out to him. What a mistake by the Donegal man. And Kieran Donaghy, the star, he was on hand to pick up the ball, turn around, hop the ball once, and hit a rocket of a shot low into the net. That's the goal that might set Kerry on their winning way.
That's what short kickouts does for you. Goal for Donegal. Time no more for points. Christy Toy, Michael Murphy going through. Wall of Kerry defenders. Michael Murphy, McBrearty.
Oh,
inside on the line twice.
Brilliant save by Kerry.
It's a free out to the kingdom. Blocked on the line twice. It's a free out to Kerry. Little bit of a scuffle has broken out in Croke Park.
The ball went in there. Brian Kelly threw himself to his left, appeared to just get the ball out, and the ball was kicked out. There's a big scuffle developed. Fellas going down on the ball. You can imagine that at the heat of the battle. This will be the kick out. The full time whistle will go, and Kerry will be the All Ireland champions. What a great save by Brian Kelly. Goal.
Kelly did the business. Surely Eddie Kinsella will blow it up. Surely, surely, surely. 2-9 to Kerry, 12 points to Donegal. Is it the double for the kingdom? We're moments, seconds away from it. Time surely is up. Kerry with possession. Michael Gainey. Gainey holding on to it. Shane Inright getting a right belt of his shoulder, and it's a free out again to the target man. The 2 minutes have been played. Additional time. It surely is the Sam Maguire Cup to return for the 37th time to Kerry. Back to back All Ireland's senior and minor. We haven't done it since 80. We have done it. Kerry are the All-Ireland champions for the first time since 2009.
Your celebration at the full-time whistle, one of the few times I think you've shown emotion on the sideline. What was going through your mind at that time?
I'd say it was just relief. It was relief that it was all over, because I felt that, you know, we were the better team on the day, even though we didn't, I think both teams probably underperformed a bit, but, you know, to have a ball hitting the post in the last minute where they could have equalised with us, it was kind of, you were going through an emotional roller coaster at that stage, because I felt we should have been further ahead and we should have been more comfortable. And they hit the post then, and the ball came out and went over the sideline. And in fairness, the lads showed great composure. Brian Sheehan got on the ball and popped it into Killian, and, you know, saw Kerry manoeuvre, and that was it, game over. But it was just relief. I think we were all just relieved and delighted that it was over, and that we had finished the job off.
Yeah, look, the transition talk, I think Joe Brawley told us the production line was finished in Kerry. Well, Joe Brawley, what do you think of that?
What an absolutely amazing win by Kerry, All-Ireland champions 2014. What a great privilege is it to be here to see Kerry winning their 37th All-Ireland title. Gary, it is absolutely, it's superb, it is wonderful, it's apt to bring tears to your eyes to see the whole thing happening in front of you there, and this Kerry team who came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Came out of nowhere.
Fionn Fitzgerald is making his way up those magic steps to receive the Sam Maguire Trophy for the 37th time. We never thought it. I certainly pulled my hand up. I didn't think Kerry would win in All-Ireland this year. And it's a day we should to remember, I suppose, Colm Cooper, who, I mean, what that man has gone through, I suppose, physically and mentally, but it's great, it's come out good in the end for him.
There's no doubt at all about it, Gary. It is great for Colm Cooper to be here, togged out. I see him below on the verge of the square there, and the sideline, he togged out in his Kerry colours, and to be there and to see his teammates from Killarney, Kieran O'Leary and Fionn Fitzgerald, go up and receive that cup.
The fireworks go high into the Croke Park sky as Kieran O'Leary and Fionn Fitzgerald lift the Sam Maguire Cup, and Kerry are back as champions for the 37th time in their history.
And who can beat the Kingdom Swede for horse or hound or man? And you head on to that football.
Kind of dropped to my knees first, and then Brian Kelly came hearing towards me, so I jumped the top of Brian Kelly. But it's kind of shock. It's huge joy, and it's brilliant. But you know, it didn't really sink in for me until early in the week, because you know, you're kind of, I don't know, you're a bit in denial. Is this really happening? Kind of a thing is going on, and then you come home and you see the huge crowds around the county, and you see what it means to the whole county, and it that's when it really sinks in, I think, is when you get back down to Kerry and just see what it means to the public down here.
Welcome to, a sun-drenched Diddy Street. We've just been told, Weeshie, they're 5 minutes away from the station here, the train station in Tralee. Do you know what it is, Weeshie? It's like the shades of 97, when Seamus McGall said on Ocrus Moor Hart when the famine was finished.
Joe Mahoney is down there with Timmy Mining. Joe, what's the scene down there?
Oh, Weeshie, it's absolute bedlam here. Never in my lifetime have I seen a bigger crowd for a homecoming. The amount of green and gold flags and the colours on show, an absolute testament to the support of this team. I'm with renowned Kerry fan Tom O'Donoghue. Tom, how does yesterday rank doing the double?
I definitely was one of the best days of my life anyway, like that. See the minors coming through and then the seniors making the doubles. It was fantastic, like that. It was really great.
Seeing the Kerry players win on the pitch, it's a huge inspiration for the county's youth. But how important is the homecoming nights like this?
I think this makes it for young people, like that. It gives them the incentive to go forward and win these things. Like, we all want to be Kieran Donahue's, all the young lads here tonight. Be Kieran Donahue's. They all want to be stars. They all want to be Matthew Flaherty's. This is what drives on the young people, like, the sea nights like tonight. Like.
It's going to be absolutely deafening in a very short time down Diddy Street.
Ah, yes. I mean, the crowd is the biggest I think I've ever seen. I've been here for the last 40 years.
If you think the noise is loud now, you ain't seen nothing yet. Come back to us in just a few minutes. I can just see the bus at the top of Diddy Street.
A motorbike coming with a Garda pilot on it. So that's a sure sign that we have a very close proximity of the bus, and we can hear the sound as well from the crowd. Absolutely serious atmosphere in the bottom of Diddy Street.
I think it was the biggest ever in my experience. Going back, I think 2000 was very big. I think I vaguely remember 97. I think 97 was huge, when obviously it was the first time in a long time that Kerry had won in All-Ireland. But certainly in the last 10 years or so, it was definitely the biggest homecoming. I think Tralee was incredible altogether. When you were up on the stage looking up, and the whole lot of Denny Street was taken up with supporters and well-wishers and everything. So it was incredible. Rathmore, there was a huge crowd. Killarney, there was a massive crowd afterwards. So it was a brilliant homecoming. But you can get the sense of people sensing Kerry that the whole All-Ireland, it meant an awful lot this year, because I think a lot of people just didn't expect us to do it. So because of that, there was great joy around the county, and it was great to be part of that.
I'm delighted to welcome the Kerry teams back to Denny Street in Tralee this evening. On the third Sunday in September, and for the first time since 1980, both the Sam Maguire and Tom Markham have made their way up Denny Street to our celebrations here tonight. At this point, I would also like to welcome listeners to Radio Kerry, Weeshie Fogarty and Terrace Talk is on air at the moment. So if you're listening around the county, around the country, or around the world, you're most welcome. Could I ask everybody gathered here on Denny Street to let the people know that are listening on Radio Kerry what it's like to be here on Denny Street? From the platform here in Tralee, any word for the man up in Derry?
I don't know, Joe's an expert. We're only trying our best. And Kerry Aboo.
Declan O'Sullivan, can you describe this moment?
Oh, it is very, very special. I mean, the crowd here tonight in Tralee, I think it's the biggest crowd I've ever welcomed the Kerry team home, and I think, but the Miners as well, of course, it's a fantastic day yesterday as well, so I mean, it's very special.
You usually drop in once a year.
I do, I give you an odd shout at time, all right?
You do, and I always ask you, how's your gran?
She's good, thank God. She'll be listening, she'll be wired in. Still going for a blessing there and the mornings before all the games, and before we won the All-Ireland in 2009, I took Dara O'Shea in to meet her. She was a big fan of Dara, so she wanted to bless Dara before the 09 final, and we won the 09 final. And before the 11 final, I never took O'Shea in to her. So this time anyway, we were going up to play Donegal, and I said, I need to bring O'Shea in now the Saturday morning before the game. So I rang Mark, and in fairness, Mark came up and he met Nen, and Nen gave him the blessing of the holy water, and off we went, and thankfully it worked.
Is that the man, is that the legend that's making his way onto the pitch for Brian Sheehan? The return of the magician, the return of one of the best forwards of all time. It's great to be here to commentate when he makes his return. Inter Colum Gooch Cooper.